Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kian. Today we'll discuss the article by Gokina et al. Titled, Impairment of Calcium-Activated Potassium Channels Contributes to Utero-Placental Endothelial Dysfunction in Rat Diabetic Pregnancy. This article published August 15, 2015. Joining me today are Editor-in-Chief Irv Zucker, Lead Author Natalia Gokina, and Expert David Zhang. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you both for participating in this discussion of an interesting study that may provide insight into abnormalities in uterine blood flow and diabetes. The results may have implications for a variety of disorders, including preeclampsia and fetal developmental abnormalities, as uterine and placental blood flow regulation is critical to both disorders. Both disorders are exacerbated in diabetes, and diabetes itself contributes to global cardiovascular disease. The results reported here get to the crux of the matter by concentrating on two types of calcium-activated potassium channels. The study takes a multifaceted approach using both physiological and pharmacological paradigms to understand the role of these potassium channels. Natalia, can you please summarize the rationale for this study and briefly discuss the methods used and the main findings?
Thank you, Irv, for the introduction. Indeed, diabetes mellitus is the most common complication of pregnancy that significantly contributes to maternal and fetal morbidity and mortality. Diabetic pregnant woman has a significantly increased risk for the development of hypertension and preeclampsia during gestation. Mechanisms underlying an increased incidence of preeclampsia in diabetic pregnant woman are not well understood. Increased vascular resistance in the maternal uteroplacental circulation was documented in diabetic pregnancy and may be one of these mechanisms. In pregnancy, maternal uteroplacental vascular resistance in part regulated by vascular tone of small uterine radial arteries. Previously, we demonstrated marked contribution of endothelium-derived hypopolarizing factor in agonist-induced vasodilation in these vessels that was mediated by calcium-dependent activation of potassium channels of small SK and intermediate IK conductance. EDHF-dependent responses were severely impaired by experimental diabetes. So in this study, we hypothesized that the function of SK and IK channels may be impaired in diabetic pregnancy. So induction of diabetes during pregnancy was achieved by streptolophocin-induced damage of pancreatic beta cells. Manifestation of diabetes was confirmed by development of marked maternal hypoglycemia during pregnancy. To assess the function of endothelial SK and IK channels in normal and diabetic pregnancy, we used a combination of different methodologies. Changes in smooth muscle calcium and smooth muscle membrane potential were studied concurrently with vasodilation of pressurized vessels in response to NS309, an activator of SK and IK channels, or to CYPPA that activates SK channels. Ion currents mediated by calcium-activated potassium channels were characterized in endothelial cells freshly dissociated from radial arteries of control in diabetic animals. So what we found in our study that pharmacological activation of SK and IK channels resulted in uterine vasodilation that was endothelium-dependent and associated with smooth muscle calcium reduction and smooth muscle hypopolarization. Experimental diabetes significantly impaired these responses, then induced by NS309, but not by CYPPA. Endothelial calcium-activated potassium currents were mediated mostly by IK channels, and to a much lesser degree by ISK channels, with no contribution of large conductance BK channels. So heribotoxin-sensitive currents mediated by IK channels were significantly reduced by diabetes, and apamine-sensitive were not affected. Finally, diabetes induced no changes in the expression of IK and SK channels. These findings support our concept that impaired function of IK channels contribute to reduce uteroplacental vasodilation in pregnancy complicated by maternal diabetes.
Thank you, Natalia. These are clearly potentially very important findings, as I said earlier. David, in addition to changes in membrane potential that may result in diabetes in these vessels, downstream signaling may be impacted also, such as ROS production and nitric oxide, which all impact vascular smooth muscle. You want to comment on the potential for that to happen and what diabetes might do?
Thank you very much. And you raise a very good point. The other downstream signals might be affected by the diabetes. And in this paper, and they provide convincing evidence that impaired activity of endothelial calcium active potassium channel is an important mechanism of endothelial dysfunction in diabetes. And this IK initiate vasodilation may require some intermediate signalings or downstream signalings such as like myoendothelial gap junctions, some potassium channels on the vascular smooth muscle cells, and the alteration of the signaling component may potentially contribute to the vascular dysfunction in diabetic pregnancies. So, Natalia, I was wondering if you can further comment on these downstream signaling mechanisms.
Thank you, David, for your question. It's an interesting suggestion, and downstream potential mechanisms which can be involved as a consequence of IK channel dysfunction may include several mechanisms. The first of all, we do know that activation of endothelial potassium channels results in endothelial hyperpolarization that might increase electrochemical driving force for calcium ions, enhancing calcium entry. Such positive modulator of calcium signaling in endothelial cells was demonstrated in some studies. Conversely, inhibition of IK channel mediated hyperpolarization by diabetes may result in reduction of agonist-induced calcium entry. So whether these mechanisms operate in endothelial cells or small uterine vessels studied in our laboratory, we don't know. So that's a potential additional mechanisms, and we do know that calcium entry or decreased calcium entry during reduced IK channel function can affect calcium signaling in endothelial cells, including even nitric oxide production, because ENOS is calcium-dependent enzyme.
And Natalia, is there any evidence that in diabetes some of the SK proteins are nitrosylated or their structure is altered and that impacts their function?
We currently don't have any specific information about the effect of diabetes on structure of SK channels. So in our study, we were surprised to see such a small contribution of SK channels to general generation of calcium-activated potassium channels. But that might be related to somehow to pregnancy effects, because in our other studies, SK channels is expressed in endothelial cells of the same vessels from non-pregnant animals. And reduction in expression of the channels during pregnancy is not clearly understood, but it was also described in some other tissues like myometrium.
David, any final comments?
I have one more question. And in the paper, the IK currents was clearly reduced, but there's no change in the transcript and the protein expression of the IKCA channels in diabetes in comparison to control. I was wondering what might mediate this reduced IKCA current.
Thank you, David, for a nice question. And indeed, we were also surprised not seeing some changes in expression of both SK and IK channels during diabetic pregnancy. So what is known that not only open probability of channels, so they are gating, it's important, but also number of channels at the plasma membrane define iron current flow. So we suggest that cycling of channels between membrane and cytosol or internal organelles can be a contributing factor. And unfortunately, we cannot actually study these questions, but it's a great opportunity for us to extend our studies for future.
This is a great discussion, and we can certainly go on for a long time. I want to congratulate you, Natalia, for a very nice and comprehensive study. We're proud to have it published in AJP, and I want to thank you, David, for joining us today in this discussion. So I'll turn it back to you, Kara.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.